It is time for the Craig James Financial Report with our guy, Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist, president of the Craig James Financial Services, located at 510 Broad Hollow Road in Millville. And the website, a must, as we have been telling you all along, to check out. Loads of information there, folks. CraigJamesFinancial.com. Mr. Ferrantino is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services, all through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners. Not affiliated. The Dow at close yesterday lost just a few points. Futures down significantly right now, about 230 last night. Look, we'll go over some of the jobs as far as what was lost last month and everything else. Some significance there. We say a very good morning to Mr. Ferrantino. Craig, how are you, sir?
Yes, good morning, Jay. Thank you for the introduction. This is it's been an interesting week. We're starting to see the new administration take hold, and I think it's starting to set into the markets just a touch. We'll see. I mean, we'll see what the future has. That said, we had, like you said, the Dow Jones closed. You know, it was trading positive most of yesterday, and then it ended up negative on the Dow. Down 12. We had the NASDAQ hitting a brand new high on the NASDAQ. That's your tech-heavy NASDAQ top 100 companies, just showing you how technology is continuing to led the way most of last year as COVID hit and people still use devices and chips and things like that. We had Intel come out with very, very strong earnings and growth. What are we, a couple of days into the Biden presidency? So in 2019, they did $72 billion in revenue. In 2020, they were expecting $75 billion in revenue, and they actually got $79 billion in revenue. So it was a blowout number. It was much bigger than we thought. But they said they're less profitable on their chips. They're going to need to outsource their chips to make more money, to keep shareholders happy. They're going to outsource their chips. So maybe some of the jobs that they posted here in the United States to improve our economy now is going to go to, of all places, Taiwan Semiconductor, TSM, which is trading up. So there you go. So that's the first shot across the bow there as we're starting to see a bunch of these go on. Just to give you another China example, the Trump administration banned a bunch of Chinese stocks. One was called China Unicom, China Mobile, China Telecom, China Unicom. Those three were listed as ADRs, which are American Depository Receipts. That's how we could buy something like a Nestle's, which is really a company that's in Europe. Here on the New York Stock Exchange, we use ADRs, American Depository Receipts. Anyway, the Trump administration wanted them delisted. They applied for, at the end, as just around the election, or if Trump lost the election, they applied to reverse that. The New York Stock Exchange said, okay, we'll reverse that, thinking there'd be no bite. And then they reversed it again and said, no, we're going to continue to ban it. And the three have come back now to the table like a week later and said, oh, no, we'd like to file for listing again. We'd like to challenge the order to delist us. So, these are Chinese companies on the that you could buy here in the United States as ADRs. And they were being delisted for a reason, but we'll see where that is, and we'll see where that goes. So we're starting to see some of the new policy changes and the quick actions of Wall Street to take advantage of some of the changes here. Most active, most populous, Ford Motor, Chevron, Exxon. Let's talk about Ford for a second. Ford actually, this is so exciting. There was a truck called the Rivian, R-I-V-I-A-N. I saw it in 2019 in the New York Auto Show. It was debuted there. It wasn't in production. It was sort of a model car. But Jay, this is a very nice truck. Very well made, constructed. Looked a little bit like a Mercedes G-Class. Built, some parts were stainless steel. It was really, really nice. Affordable. I like, where can we get these? So I whispered, I asked the guys, where'd you get your financing for this? And they said, well, you know, we got some private finance. So I went to another person representing Rivian. I said, where'd you get your financing? Well, Amazon gave us $100 million, and Ford gave us like $100 million. So I wrote it down. And I said, okay, we're going to keep an eye on this. Well, lo and behold, it was announced this past, that was like 2 years ago now. So it was announced that Ford not only is doing that, but they just gave $2.6 billion to see Rivian go. So Ford's been very, very active and very interesting, a well-run company, you know, very profitable. And so the most popular stock yesterday, and has been for most of this week, is Ford Motor Company, primarily due to this excitement about investing in this Rivian product. And also in the electric, it's all electric, by the way, this truck, which made it really, really super. Also on the top five is like Chevron, Exxon, General Electric's up there now at $11, and Citigroup at $61. We're starting to see, and Ford, by the way, gained 6% yesterday, which was great. We're starting to see some real good movement in terms of the these possible electric, some of the Biden quote-unquote stocks. We're starting to see some socially responsible investing and those that those socially responsible and impact investing where your money means something. And, you know, I'm going to probably do a seminar on this because a lot of people are interested in this sort of thing as to what stocks are like that. They have good, strong governance. They take care of their employees, all this stuff. They're carbon neutral as companies. So all these are very, very important to some investors, and it's critically important to address it. So I'm going to put something together in the future because I just think it could be a hot market in this new administration. And so socially responsible investing has been around for like 40 years. But, you know, now I think there's a new light on it. And with the younger generation coming through, they're very, very interested. Other people are just interested in making money, Jay. And so that's how the ball falls. But it is what it is. But I think it's an important area to address. And certainly we're going to take some time at Craig James Financial to address it.
So no question.
We do. Go ahead.
I got three things for you quickly.
Yes.
Americans filed... 900,000 applications for unemployment benefits last week.
Yeah.
Layoffs still going strong. The COVID is still taking out businesses, taking out workers. And, you know, when you look at everything involved here, you have 75.5 million initial jobless claims over the course of this pandemic. And I stated yesterday, it shows in, that's a hefty number. It's equivalent to roughly 47% of the nation's workforce when you put it all in perspective. Scary stuff. And, you know, listen, this is all from the surge and everything else, what's going on right now. And it's out there still. So, you know, it's quite evident in these numbers.
Yes, that's right. And it's still out there. But, don't, you know, we're in the middle of winter and there's been I don't know if it's a second surge or a third surge. But we're in the process of working the way through. That's going to take some time. I just heard New York say that they don't have any vaccines in the state. So imagine if you're trying to get your second vaccine shot today to be immunized, and it's not happening. There's this new strain I'm sure you heard about. So there's another concern out there, of course. It's always something to be nervous about, but new strain of the virus that's out there now. I don't know if it's Asian or it's Australian. Oh, no, South African strain, they call it, the South African strain. And they're saying that it's raising some immunity concerns. The Wall Street Journal has published something on that. So there's always another shoe to drop here. But we're in this second or third wave. We need to move people out of this. And that was hopefully by vaccination and by keeping people away from others and adapting, still working, but adapting to this type of environment.
Long Island ending last year, they had 104,000 plus fewer jobs in December than it had the previous year. So, you know, the region has begun to gradually replace some of those jobs lost in the pandemic shutdown, but the growth almost stalled last month. Any observations there regarding the island ending 2020? Fewer jobs in December, 104,000 plus. Anything there or no?
Again, Long Island, as we spoke yesterday, Jay, you and I, that the numbers of cases on Long Island was number one in New York State for a period of time there. So that, you know, that's got to eke through. You know, as soon as that gets a little better, start showing signs of improvement, I think you'll start to see people go back to work and more people hiring at this point. But in the the building that I'm in, you know, there was more people coming back, and I saw the parking lot, you know, like maybe three quarters full. Now it's only a quarter full again. So people are either staying home. They said, let's let this storm pass, this virus storm. And as soon as they do that, they'll be back in. You know, as the weather is dry, it transmits much easier. And we got some other issues there. And this is all out of my realm. The question is, how's the economy going to do on Long Island? And it's been resilient. We already survived the March of last year. And I think we could do that very easily. We have a highly educated workforce here on Long Island. And there's plenty of businesses here and plenty of businesses that are moving from the city here. So if anything, things go up and they're probably going to rubber band up very soon. That's my prediction. I have no intel on that except for that's my feeling.
All righty. A good feeling indeed. Hopefully you're correct. And we will say have a great weekend. And we'll talk to you on Monday morning. How's that?
Yes, Jay. Much appreciated. We'll be in touch.
You got it. That's a great Craig Fiorentino. CraigJamesFinancial.com, folks. Check out the very, very educational. So you see a lot on there, a lot of good great information, plus webinars and events and everything else on there. Check it out, CraigJamesFinancial.com.